Sue Lincoln, Capital Access reporter for WRKF and acting news director. She is with us to talk about what's going on. And we have just completed week one of the session. The regular legislative session opened in a 40-minute address, a long address from Governor John Bel Edwards, who has a daunting task in trying to get lawmakers to pass his tax plan. He's got some heavy lifting to do. What do you think, Sue?
I think it's going to be difficult, at least as far as what we've heard thus far from the House Ways and Means Committee. They are still trying to wrap their arms around the packages of tax reform, how everything works together. They have heard the bills on income tax, personal income tax reform, on corporate tax reform, and on Tuesday when they come back in, they'll be hearing the sales tax proposals. There is an indication, however, as I reported this morning from some members of that committee, that they are looking at not doing tax reform at all, rather solving the issue by continuing to cut state government. There was a push from Jim Morris of Oil City, a Republican, to Kenny Havard of Jackson, Louisiana, to consider talking with members of the Appropriations Committee so that we could avoid tax reform.
877-217-5757 is your number. In Baton Rouge, 297-5633. Good Friday to you. And if you'd like to send an email, talk at talklouisiana.org. Sue Lincoln, Capital Access anchor and acting news director for WRKF, who's covering the Capitol. And personalities are taking root at the Capitol, as they often do. And the governor and the attorney general apparently don't like each other very much.
That seems to be the case. This week, Attorney General Jeff Landry filed a lawsuit over an escrow account and the money not being released by the state treasury. Specifically, he sued Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden and the Division of Administration, but much of his arguments in the filing of the suit are over politics, and he does point at the governor in that, even though he did not name the governor specifically in the suit. I spoke with Christopher Odenay, who is a Louisiana constitutional law professor at Southern University, to get some clarity on this, whether this had anything to do with Judge Don Johnson's ruling that the governor is the superior constitutional officer to the Attorney General, and that is why Attorney General Jeff Landry was suing Jay Darden instead. He said he didn't think it was that. It was because the Division of Administration has control over disbursement of those funds, but it's clear from this particular lawsuit filing that Jeff Landry believes that he is suing the governor once again.
Also, Jeff Landry, of course, is a prospective candidate for governor in 2 years. Congressman Garrett Graves is also taking a look at that, if reports are accurate, and it would be a free shot for him as a congressman, wouldn't have to give up his seat. He and the governor have been at odds over the flood recovery money. And Michelle Southern, let's give Garrett Graves a listen. This is how bold he is in believing he is right and the governor's wrong about the delay in the victims getting their funds. Here's the congressman.
If the federal government is the impediment in this, if the federal government is the impediment, then I will resign my position if the governor agrees to do the same thing, meaning if the state is actually the impediment, meaning if the ball is in the state's court right now, then the governor resigns his position. I will take that deal to let you know how right I am, how serious I am. I'm not going to sit here and play games with the governor. The facts are the facts. I can't make it any more true. The state of Louisiana, the governor of Louisiana, is the single impediment between flood victims getting their money and recovering or not.
All right. The congressman is bold. Who's right? Who's wrong?
Well, according to what was released by the governor's office at the time that Congressman Graves made that statement, we did not have the money. The state of Louisiana did not have the money. It came out the day after the release of the funds, the notification from HUD that the state would get the funds. Mm-hmm. Have you all spoken with Congressman Graves since to see if he is going to
cash in on his issued bet? The same challenge yesterday. So he is still digging in, and he believes he's right. But here's a listener, Judy, responding, saying, last week I heard Congressman Graves vow to resign his congressional seat if Governor Edwards could prove that he was not responsible for the lengthy holdup of federal help to Louisiana flood victims. Does this mean that Congressman Graves was wrong? Indeed, Governor Edwards did not have access to the promised federal funds until late last week. If so, it is now incumbent, writes Judy, for Congressman Graves to honor his vow and resign his seat. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't believe it is either personally, knowing Congressman Graves. However, it did make for some great audio.
All right. Now, Treasurer Kennedy, now Senator Kennedy, has been at odds with Governor John Bel Edwards for the 15 months the governor has been in office, and there's even some conjecture that Senator Kennedy will run for governor in 2 years. And he, John Kennedy, as we know, last year was a vocal opponent of state expenditures on public art. I think you first reported that the senator has a penchant for public art. What happened with his inclination to bring his public art from the treasurer's office to his U.S. Senate office in Washington?
On Monday, when the State Museum Board met, it was announced that Senator Kennedy had withdrawn his request to borrow the state-owned art. At the same time, shortly thereafter, the interim director of the State Museum Board, or of the State Museum itself, tendered his resignation, making some allegations against the lieutenant governor. Some of them had to do with the issue with Senator Kennedy and the art, the political pressure, also concerns about the lieutenant governor's repeated threats, is how Tim Chester, the former interim director, put it, threats to sell off state-owned art on eBay. And in speaking with the Advocate reporter Jeff Adelson, Lieutenant Governor Nungesser confirmed that he would like to indeed sell unexhibited artworks mm-hmm. on eBay.
Well, we had Governor Jindal, for example, sell the office building that's now the Watermark for $10 million. That might not be a bad way to raise money. Now, some people believe art escalates in value over time, and it usually does, as buildings usually do. But the state's in a tight fix, so would that be perhaps a solution to some of the problems we're having?
It might be. There is one thing coming up in the legislature that Lieutenant Governor Nungesser advised the Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government about this week when he testified, which is that he has a bill that Senator Norby Chabert is bringing, Senate Bill 143, that would allow the Culture, Recreation, and Tourism Secretary to sell, lease, or sublease immovable property, that would be state park lands or facilities, mm-hmm. without prior legislative approval. We'll see how that one goes in light of all this other subsequent controversy.
Well, the state's in a bind. King Alexander, the president of LSU, has stated that in his less than 4 years on the job, he's had 17 budget cuts. And Sue, it appears that unless something happens, there will be more coming.
That's true. The budget that has been proposed by the governor that the House Appropriations Committee is working through right now does indeed take another $17 million from higher education. It's not as large a cut as we've seen in the past, but when you stack all of those up, it does make things mm-hmm. difficult. We are hearing from lawmakers on that committee that they want to see outcome-based budgeting. In other words, they do want higher education to prove that they can increase the graduation rate before they allocate any more funds.
Do you follow gymnastics, Sue?
I used to quite frequently, this particular gig covering the legislature and state politics keeps me busy.
Well, the Lady Tigers, who, of course, filled the Pete Maravich Assembly Center and have the last several years, they're, some believe, the favorite to win the national championship this weekend in St. Louis. Tonight and tomorrow night are the critical nights. The LSU gymnastics team winning its first SEC title in 36 years. And here's the coach, the 40-year coach, Dee Dee Bro, on the Tigers' chances in St. Louis.
These kids right now are on automatic, and if we can keep them in this great place, then we're going to be really successful because it's the process, and it's excellence in the process, and there's been no clutter. It gives you a little bit of swagger, and you can talk to your team with just a little bit more pepper and expect a lot more of them. And when you expect more of talented student athletes and kids that love what they're doing, you generally get more. When we get to St. Louis, we just turn them loose and let them go, and you just gotta know and trust your training and trust that everything you've done in the process is the right stuff.
And I would think that if Dee Dee Bro wins the championship, she'll get a hero's welcome, as will her team when the Tigers return from St. Louis. It's a big weekend for the LSU gymnastics team. And Sue, I would surmise that gymnasts are in much better physical condition than football players.
That probably is too. I don't quite know where this is going. I do know that one of the discussions in House Appropriations when higher education was before them was about how funding goes to athletics rather than to academics.
Well, LSU is self-sustaining, largely because of football and its ability to pay the freight for other sports, including gymnastics. You're listening to Talk Louisiana.